episode number 90. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Starting off the podcast with the OJs, and ironically, the name of that track is Backstabbers. There's a joke in there somewhere. I'm just not clever enough to think of what it is. But anyway, how the hell is your week going? How the hell was your week? I realize it's Wednesday, okay? You don't have to tell me. I know the podcast is supposed to come out on Tuesday. Well, I was busy. What were you doing? Did you call to come help me move? That's what I was doing. I was moving things all night. I had to be out of my apartment. What do you want from me? You know? I'll go listen to another podcast. Whatever. See if I care. See if I miss you. No, that is why the podcast is late. I was moving all my stuff, and it just beat my fucking ass. We've been doing it for the past 4 days. Yesterday was the crucial day because my apartment, my old apartment, were being dicks. And they moved up the date I had to be out. So I had to be out 2 days earlier. You know, I was talking about on the last podcast how free and clear I was and how easy it was. I had to go rent a fucking U-Haul to get the rest of my shit. You know, I'm starting to think I'm a hoarder with all the shit I had packed in that apartment. Dude, it like never... You ever seen like a clown and they're pulling the handkerchief out of their hand and it never fucking ends? That's what it was like unpacking my apartment. It was just, the shit just never fucking stopped. I just popped my trunk. That was weird. But we got all moved. We're in the new place. We're getting organized. We're getting settled. I fucking love this new place, dude. It is so quiet. Everybody is so fucking cool. You know, I guess one night there were people talking really loud outside, but it was fucking Saturday. So it's like, what can I say? Whatever. They're having a good time. But lots of kids, you know. I think it's just a bunch of families, which is the community I need to be in. You know, I'm a dad. I don't do anything fucking crazy, you know. So anyway, the move went decent. The fucking U-Haul, though, man. Those people just, they're gonna get you every time. It doesn't matter if you keep the miles low. It doesn't matter what you do. They had me jumping through fucking hoops to turn in my truck. So now you have to do this thing when you turn in a U-Haul where you go to the website and you have to take pictures of the truck to let them know it's clean, take a picture of the mileage, of how much gas is in there. Dude, it's a whole fucking thing before you can drop your keys off. And they're just going to rape you either way. You just got to get used to it, you know? But we got everything moved. Everybody's happy. Everybody's set. Everybody's comfortable. I know I'm comfortable. Like I said, I'm loving this neighborhood. So, so far, so good. Hopefully, my neighbors can put up with me doing an episode every Tuesday. Or possibly Wednesday, depending what I have going on. I feel like that's happening more and more lately. I'm, like, getting later and later. I'll be doing this thing on Friday. Hashtag Freaky Friday in no time. Anyway, tonight I am drinking. I thought this had liquor in it. These are these pre-made Jack Daniel's Black Jack Cola bottles. I thought this was liquor in here, but it says it's flavored beer. It tastes like liquor. How did they do this? This is 4.8% alcohol by volume, so I'm going to need a couple to really feel it. But hopefully you're drinking something delicious. This is really sweet, though. I don't like a lot of sweet. This is super sweet, so I know this shit's going to sneak up on me. You know, back in the day, drinking fucking Smirnoff and shit, that shit would sneak up on you. You didn't know any better back then, did you? You drank Keystone Light. And you drank Smirnoff and fucking, oh my god, Everclear at one point in time, which was a fucking mistake. Dude, I got so drunk off of one of those giant bottles of wine from Walmart. It's like something Vines. Dude, I shit my brains out and I threw up for 3 days straight. I had to miss work for 3 days, which, you know, back then wasn't a big deal. I fucking hated going to work and I didn't have any kids to provide for, so it didn't really matter. Anyway, like I said, hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. I gotta tell you guys about this fucking asshole. Not to start bitching. You know, somebody was talking to me the other day. It's like, you bitch a lot on your podcast. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Sometimes I do. Some things just fucking piss me off. This is my time to get it out. So that's what I'm gonna do. You know? So I'm coming home today and this fucking bus driver just driving fucking crazy, dude. A school bus driver. And I don't know where he's heading exactly, but I see him cut one car off. He's like switching lanes at the in the intersections, which is, you don't fucking do that. You know, that's how you cause wrecks. You know, like I said, he's driving a school bus, not a fucking Mini Cooper. So he's turning this fucking huge thing into lanes, trying to jockey for position to get where he needs to go. So I write down his license plate. I write down the bus number. And I get in front of this guy, and it fucking pissed him off. I don't know why. I guess because I was going slower to try to identify who the fuck he was. So I could, you know, I got on the phone with the cops. And I wanted to be able to say, this is his license plate, this is his bus number, and this is what the fuck he looks like. So this guy's behind me, and I'm going a little bit slower. I can't see him out of my rearview mirror. He's sitting up way higher than I am. And he swerves over to the next lane, so I swerve over in front of him. You know, to try to stay with him, because he's trying to get away from me at this point. He knows somebody, he sees me on my cell phone, I'm sure. You know, I tried to look out my side window to see what he looked like. I can't see because the bus doors are in the way. Anyways, it's a whole fucking ordeal. I follow this guy to the fucking, to the school he's going to. And I'm just thinking to myself the whole time, if that was my fucking kid on that school bus, I don't know what the hell I would do. I guess the same thing I did just then. Because he's got fucking kids in the back. He's going to pick up more kids. That's not okay to drive like that. And also, at the same time, not only the kids on the bus, but the other fucking people he's, you know, the other fucking people he's going to wreck into. Anyway, it's a whole thing. I follow him to the school, and I talk to the cops. They make a report. They take my phone number. They take his phone number. They take both of our sides. I guess he called the cops on me, too, and said I was being a dickhead. But I have a detective. He's probably going to call me here in a little bit. Hopefully he doesn't shut off my podcast while I'm doing this. But, dude, it just fucking pissed me off, man. Maybe I could have played it a little bit cooler, but I had to see where that guy was going. And once he stopped, the cop showed up and took both of our sides. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. Dude, I swear to God, if they find me at fault in this situation and I end up getting a fucking ticket, dude, I don't know, man. What am I going to do? I'm just going to pay the ticket and go about my business. But it's bullshit, man. Shouldn't be driving a fucking school bus like that. Anyway, let's have another drink. I got all worked up. Dude, do you ever get so, like, agitated, you're just shaking? That's how I was in the car. I was so fucking furious this guy was driving like this. You know? But anyway, let's take another fucking drink. So that was my day today. On the lighter side, dude, I gotta tell you about this fucking bar I heard about this morning on the radio. So there's a bar in St. Louis, and it's pretty much an open bar, which is like a fucking, you know, a hobo's dream. So what it is, you can get beer, wine, or mixed drinks, or you can do top shelf liquor. And the cost of both of those, the beer, the wine, and the mixed drinks is $10, and you can drink unlimited for an hour. $10 for an hour, and you can drink unlimited shit. Or you can pay $20 for an hour and drink top shelf liquor, dude. That is like a buffet of fucking alcohol, and I am so down, man. St. Louis Blues, I fucking hate you, but you know what? You got bars like that, that's pretty badass, dude. They also said the bartenders are encouraging customers to drink Pedialyte, which is fucking hilarious. I got to get on the Pedialyte train, man. Apparently, this is a thing. I don't know if you guys remember that story from a couple of episodes ago, but that lady wrote me about her boss, the paralegal, who was a fucking alcoholic, and she kept Pedialyte in her car and in her desk to help sober up, to help keep hydrated. I've been doing these... I do body armor. That's my go-to when I've had too much to drink to kind of help me get some juices flowing back in me again that's not alcohol. But Pedialyte, man, that seems to be the way to go. But St. Louis, man, I don't know the name of the bar. They didn't say. I just thought that was super fucking... Dude, a buffet of liquor and beer and wine and cocktails. I mean, I'm sure it's basic shit on the cocktails. Dude, $20 and I'm ordering fucking Patron for an hour? There's got to be a limit, though, right? To keep their license? You know, you serve a guy in an hour. Dude, I could down probably 15 shots of Patron in an hour. There's no fucking way they would give all that to me. There has to be a limit, right? When you get too drunk and you start fucking mumbling, you know, or start pissing in the middle of the bar because you think it's the bathroom. Thought it was pretty cool, man. They need to do something like that around here. I would be so down. I want to go try it. I know they do similar things. I think Connor was telling me they have, like, bottomless mimosas at brunch or something like that, which, you know, that's all right, you know, but to have fucking top shelf liquor, dude, that's $20 for an hour, man, sounds like a pretty good deal. Anyway, what else did I have to talk about? Oh, my fucking 1-3 Dallas Stars, Jesus Christ, this season, 4 games in, we're shitting the bed already. I keep saying this, I've said this for the past couple of years. I'm so done with Jamie Benn as captain, man. I think he's a good dude. I think he's a decent hockey player. I think his time's over with that captain C. We need somebody else to follow. We need somebody else to inject some fucking energy and excitement. I don't think it should be Sagan. Sorry. I don't think it should be Klingberg. Sorry. The guy I'm looking at is fucking Captain America, Joe Pavelski. I think he would be, he was a captain in San Jose, you know, why not here? But yeah, off to a fucking awful start. We got our first win in Washington last night against the Capitals, which is pretty fucking impressive. It's against the Capitals. Who do we lose to? The Bruins, the Blues, the Red Wings, and we beat the Capitals, which, you know, those are all tough teams. Bruins are always fucking tough, right? The Blues coming off that Stanley Cup victory, which I think the Blues and the Bruins played their first game against each other and they ended up losing. So that says something for Boston. Boston's fucking pissed. But yeah, there's no fucking reason we should be losing to Detroit. That's fucking horse shit. And we had that fucking game. We don't play defense, man. That's the problem. That is the fucking problem. Speaking of defense, let me go ahead and say it, because the Dallas Cowboys got their asses whipped by Green Bay. Shout out to BB. I don't know if you're listening, BB. I didn't want to say it to your face, and I didn't want to text you. But, yeah, you fucking kicked our ass, and I'm a little embarrassed. That was the worst game I think I've seen from the Cowboys in years. The worst fucking game. Definitely the worst game this season. The worst game of this season so far. It can get worse. Hopefully it doesn't. And I'm telling you, man, that whole fucking thing I bitched about with Dak, that's why you don't fucking pay that guy. Not yet. He hasn't done anything. I'm not saying it's all his fault. I'm not putting it all on Dak's shoulders. Our fucking defense shit the bed too until the second half of the game. Really, like halfway through the third quarter. But, yeah, man, that's why you don't fucking pay that guy. 3 interceptions, Dak Prescott, and I think he almost had 2 more, but the plays got called back, some shit like that. But, you know, that's why you don't. Jerry Jones didn't fold under pressure, man. Dak wanted $40 million from what everybody was saying. I don't know, there's some controversy there, too, but, you know. That's why you don't let your chick pressure you into fucking having a kid if you're not ready. That's why you don't let your guy pressure you into getting married if you're not ready. You know, if you don't think it's right or you need things to, you know, you got to work on some shit. That's why you don't fucking do it, just because of that. Could you imagine how pissed? And Jerry Jones fucking knows, man. He's a smart, smart businessman. Say whatever you want about him. He needs to stay off the sideline. He needs to get out from behind the camera or talking in front of the camera. Yeah, I agree with those things, but he knows fucking business, dude. And he was not willing to sign or make that contract. So good on him for that. He knows what the fuck he's doing. But that's why you don't take the bait. You know? Zeke, I definitely think Zeke is worth paying. But Dak, man, Jesus Christ. The Dakuracy is off. It's always been off. The balls are always behind the receivers. And I don't know, man. I've never played quarterback at that high of a level, so it's really hard for me to shit on a professional player. He made it to the show, you know, and I never did. I never tried. Not like I could if I did try. But, you know, I'm no super athlete myself, I will admit. That's fine. But yeah, that's why you don't fucking pay the guy, man. Let him prove it first. I think he's still making a shit ton of money. I don't even know how much. But yeah, it fucking hurt, man. That hurt watching my... Dude, we went out to eat with the kids and we're watching the game. And the place, the restaurant we were at was dead fucking silent, dude. It was a goddamn ghost town. There was one Green Bay fan way off in the distance. And they were making plays and shit. And you just heard them back there like, woo! You know? Fucking, it was ridiculous. We had a shit game. And hopefully we can improve. Other than that, I've been missing a lot of playoff baseball. But I do know, last night, the Tampa Bay Rays are putting up a fucking fight. They forced a game 5 against the Houston Astros. I think they're doing... Is that tonight? I gotta look that up, man. I gotta watch that. But, That's the only one I paid attention to. A little bit of New York and in Minnesota. So I think it's going to be, at least in the American League, which is mainly what I watch, even though I love the National League too. Don't get me wrong. I think both ways are useful. Having the DH and the fucking pitcher hitting. I love both of those. I hope they never get rid of either one of those. I think it's fucking awesome that these two different conferences have their styles, you know? That's pretty fucking cool. But, yeah, New York is just too fucking powerful right now. What I really want to see is the Yankees and the Astros go at it. That'd be fucking ideal. But, I don't know, man. Game 5, we're gonna see if Tampa Bay can pull this off. It's gonna be such a big upset. And they got beat 4-1 last night, the Astros did. So, that's pretty convincing in the playoffs against a powerful team. So, I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. All right, you know what time it is. Time for some drink recommendations. I think I've recommended this zombie drink before. Has a lot of ingredients, but you should be okay with making this. Zombie cocktail, the ingredients are 1 ounce of light rum, 1 ounce of dark rum, 1 ounce apricot liqueur, 2 ounces orange juice, I almost said orange bitters, 1 dash lime bitters. I've never even heard of fucking lime bitters. 1 handful of ice, 1 ounce Bacardi 151 rum, an orange slice, and a cherry for garnish. Here's how the hell you do it. Excuse me. Combine light rum, dark rum, apricot liqueur, orange juice, and bitters using a cocktail shaker. Pour into a large glass filled with ice. Top with Bacardi 151. Do you shake it? Why do I keep getting these bum fucking recipes where they don't give you the full details? I'm going to assume with ice you shake all that shit. Pour it into a glass. Then garnish with an orange slice and cherry. That is the zombie cocktail. The next one I have for you is the sunshine. Aww. 2 ounces white rum. 1/2 ounce French vermouth. Does it have to be French? Ha ha ha. 1 ounce pineapple juice. Sorry, that was so hacky. 1 dash grenadine. All right, let me say that again since I can't shut the hell up and give you the recipe. 2 ounces white rum, 1/2 ounce French vermouth, ha ha ha, 1 ounce pineapple juice, 1 dash grenadine. Shake ingredients well with ice, then strain into a chilled cocktail glass. That is the sunshine. Aw. The last one I have for you is the fucking New York sour. 2 ounces rye whiskey or bourbon, 3/4 ounce simple syrup, 1 ounce lemon juice, 1 egg white, optional, and 1/2 ounce of red wine. Add all ingredients except wine to a shaker and fill with ice. Shake well and strain into a rocks glass filled with fresh ice. Carefully pour the wine over the back of a spoon so it floats on top of the drink. See, was that so hard? That was very descriptive. That was accurate, unlike Dak. And damn, that, I felt bad about saying that just now. You know, anyway, that's the New York sour, that's the sunshine, and that's the zombie cocktail. As always, you guys, don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft, don't fuck up your life, don't drink and drive a school bus. I think that guy was drunk today. That had to be it, right? And just be safe. Hey, if you're not 21, by the way, turn off this podcast. It's not for you. You're not of age to drink. Just wait a couple of, just visit me when you're 21. I'll still be here. So, yeah, this is not for underage people, under 21. So, don't drink and drive. Be safe. Cheers. All right, time for some listener emails. You guys can always email me at drinkitillyoupodcast@gmail.com. Give me your drunken stories, funny stories. Share videos with me. If I like them enough, I'll talk about them on the podcast. The first one's titled Munchies. It says, I'm newly divorced from my health nut ex-wife. I'm 28 and went 5 years without anything that didn't fit neatly into her 1,600 calorie regimen while also working out for 2 hours four times a week. Dude, that is a fucking health nut. Spending your whole life. Did she keep you at 1,600 calories? Is that what you're saying? And went 5 years without anything that didn't fit neatly into her 1,600 calorie. So what, she would make food for herself and just like leave you the scraps? There's no, that is not enough. Maybe for a chick, that's still a little dangerous, 1,600 calories a day. But for a dude, I mean, we're usually bigger. I don't know. You might be a small guy, but that seems a little extreme. Especially with the fucking working out 2 hours, four times a week. You're working out 8 hours a week? Good God, dude. Anyway, to celebrate my divorce, my friends and I are going out, but I want to really go all out with drinks and food. I'm wondering what your favorite foods and drinks are. Not too heavy, filling, goes well with alcohol. I'm also gonna need any hangover foods for the next day. I'm not gonna say your name, from New Mexico. Well, thank you for writing in. Yeah, I'm still kind of confused about that first part. If you're eating 1,600 calories, she's like, she was making you eat 1,600. She's like, here's all the food you can have for the day. It's just in a fucking brown bag. Here you go, bitch. Not too heavy. Dude, that's the best thing to fucking eat when you're drunk as shit, is heavy fucking food. Go get a greasy Whataburger. Dude, the A1 Thick and Hearty Burger, I've probably talked about this a million times. I know I've said it a million times in my life. A1 Thick and Hearty. Oh, do y'all have Whataburger in New Mexico? A1 Thick and Hearty Burger. That's a go-to. Jack in the Box tacos, you gotta do that when you're drinking. You don't even have to drive to go get it these days, like you used to have to in the old days. You know, you just fucking ordered that shit online, Uber Eats or fucking Favor. Why am I advertising for these companies? They don't give a shit about me. Anyway, not too heavy, filling, goes well with alcohol. Dude, really, honestly, anything goes well with alcohol. There's, you can't go wrong. You could go to fucking, oh, dude, here, I got a suggestion for you. Get an Uber to a fucking Waffle House and stuff your goddamn face. Oh, my God, me and Connor used to fucking live there, dude. They knew us by name. They knew what we were going to order. It was fucking, and we weren't even drunk. We just loved going there. But, yeah, I don't know. If I'm doing my vegan diet, what's a go-to? I just do fucking a lot of beans. A lot of beans. You're probably not vegan. Well, shit, you might be at 1,600 calories. You eat one fucking burger and that's done. Congratulations on your divorce. Did you get divorced from her because of the health nut issues? I'm sure y'all had more than that, right? But that's fucking crazy, dude. That's like a... How did she make you do these things? Working out for 2 hours, four times a week, 1,600 calories... maybe that was just her. I don't fucking know. I'm not good with reading comprehension. But hangover foods for the next day, anything greasy is what I would recommend. You know, anything quick and anything greasy, because you want it to be quick so you don't have to do a lot of work since your head's pounding and you feel like you want to die. Anything greasy. Burgers. I love going to burgers. I love tacos. Street tacos. But... dude, really anything. McDonald's, Jack in the Box. Burger King. I hadn't had that in a while. If you're going meatless, just eat a nice salad. No, that's not going to fucking cure a hangover. Body Armor, for sure. You got to drink that to rehydrate. Or apparently Pedialyte. And I don't know. That's what I got for you. I didn't give you... I think I just talked about the A1 Thick and Hearty Burger, how much I have a boner for that one. Anyway, good luck. Congratulations on your divorce. Cheers. All right. This one says, hi, my name, I'm not going to say your name. I'm 26. I've been listening since episode 14. Holy shit, that was a long time ago. That's the sunglasses thief episode. Which, by the way, update. It's taken a while to update. I never caught who the thief was, and I never did what I said I was going to do because I felt like it was too mean. You can go back and listen to that train wreck of an episode early on. I believe that's on iTunes. Love your podcast. Thank you very much. You and your sister both listen. Thank you. We know you don't typically talk about this kind of thing, but we're wondering what you thought about the Kardashian/Jenner scandal. Yeah, I know nothing about this. I'm not very in tune with the pop culture. If you guys couldn't tell, I'm not well read. I'm not in tune with pop culture. I'm not in tune with human beings, really, I don't feel like. the family... excuse me, sorry, Jesus Christ, I laughed too hard. The family is always in the news for something unimportant, agreed. So we get a good laugh at them. But this week, Kylie Jenner... Is that the fucking hot one, dude? That's how my brain works. You say Kylie Jenner, she sounds fucking hot! Hold on, Jesus Christ, I have to look up Kylie Jenner now. And then I'll read this scandal. Let me pause, give me 1 second, this thing's gonna go too slow. So while this is loading, the Jenners and the Kardashians are the same family? I can't keep up with this shit, man. It's just not, I don't know, it's not something I'm into. I used to think Kim was hot, then I saw her fucking diaper ass, and I was like, ugh, it's fucking gross. Her ass looks like a fucking diaper stuffed into her... Ugh, it's weird. All right, this thing's not going to load. Oh, there she is. Oh, yeah, she is fucking hot. All right, back to the story. I just had to check that out real quick, see if she was fucking hot. She is the hot one. Let's see. Kardashian Jenner. Always in the news for something unimportant, so we get a good laugh at them. But this week, Kylie Jenner bought a $3 million Bugatti. Damn. She posted a video on an Instagram and then later had to take it down because she was catching a lot of heat for it. The issue people have is that she has an abundance of wealth, and rather than spending that $3 million to make the world a better place, like Flint, Michigan, not having clean, drinkable water, she bought herself an outrageously expensive car. What's your take? Are people rightfully mad? Should philanthropy be expected of the wealthy? I mean, it should be expected, but they don't fucking have to. If I had $3 million in the bank, you're not going to tell me how I'm going to spend my money. It just, you know, it just shows the kind of person she is. And I don't think she should fucking feel bad for it. How many millions is she worth? I wonder that. No. The only way people have a right to say anything, or the only reason people do say anything about her, is because she's in the public eye. She's in the media all the time. And, you know, there's millionaires driving around Dallas right now in fucking Ferraris and shit. And nobody says anything to them. You know, you might scoff as they drive by, but you don't have access to them. You know what I mean? So, no. I don't think people... It's fuck off. That's her money. She can spend her goddamn money however she pleases. And if she wants to buy a $3 million car, then good on her. Do I think she should also help other people out? Yes. I think the Flint, Michigan thing is a kind of a weird argument just for the fact that it's not her job to take care of the fucking country. And also, at the same time, how do people know she isn't helping other people in her own way? You know, how do people know that she's not handing the bum on the street corner some dollar bills as she's driving by? I mean, probably not. I will give it that. Probably not. But no, that's her fucking money. Whatever she did to get that money, even if her daddy's rich, she can spend it however the fuck she wants. And, but yeah, I mean, I would hope she helps people, you know? I don't know. That's my take on it. I don't think you should give her shit. She can buy whatever she wants. You can't put things like Flint, Michigan on her. She's not the goddamn president, you know? I don't know what she did to earn her money. Is her dad rich? Is that what it is? Like I said, I don't know. This is a little above my head. I don't listen to all this shit on the... I don't watch TMZ and all that shit. But should philanthropy be expected of the wealthy? You know what? There's tons of philanthropists that are wealthy anyway. Just because one's not doesn't mean nobody is. You know what I mean? Like, I could name three off the top of my head right now, and they're just Dallas sports icons, you know, that give to charity and help kids and disabled kids. You know, look at those people. Let those people be your role model. Stop worrying about this fucking Kardashian, you know, shit. I don't think anybody has a right to judge her. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. Thank you for writing in. Tell your sister I said hi, as if I know her. And thank you for listening. But anyway, that's my time for the night. Like I said, sorry about the late episode. But had a lot of shit going on. You guys understand, right? You still got the episode. It's at least once a week. Maybe that should be my slogan. Hashtag at least once a week. Instead of hashtag turned up Tuesday. Anyway, let me find a song for you guys. And we'll finish this off. I'm actually going to down this one. And I'm going to open another one. And I'm going to down that one. Because that's how fucking good I'm feeling. That'll be my third for the night. I had one before I started the podcast. One sec. Alright guys, have a good night. I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday, possibly Wednesday. Don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. Bye!
Some coke, have some weed.